with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, July 17th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, last night was a big night of high school baseball around the area as two Plymouth County baseball teams punched their tickets to the 2024 Iowa High School State Baseball Tournament. One of those happened right here in town as the Akron Westfield baseball team, who had been ranked at the top of the state all season, proved why with a 13-0 win in five innings in a sub-state final over Kingsley Pearson to punch the Westerners' second ever state tournament appearance and their first since 2017. The Westerner baseball team has a ton of seniors that have seen plenty of baseball with each other. Some guys were starting as eighth graders and have been able to bring the program up from the depths with a 5-10 record in 2020. Head coach Gordon Johnson says the guys put in their time and are going to reap the rewards over the next week and a half.
It's a privilege to be able to spend my summers with these guys. We went through, a lot of them started as eighth graders, and we went through some tough times. We took it on the chin for a couple of years, and they competed, and they got better. They didn't go away. Just extremely proud of them. They work hard all winter, and they work hard all summer.
The struggles the senior class had was not just attached to the baseball diamond. Many are multi-sport athletes who play football and basketball as well. Casey Nielsen, one of those seniors, says the group got tighter together, having a great foundation at the start of the school year.
We've come a long ways. Baseball is not the only sport that we've all played. We all play basketball and football, and that really helps us a lot. Having a new football coach this year really changed that, and we just saw a lot of growth in our teamwork and our camaraderie, and it was huge, that coaching change. And then it's built into basketball this year, football and baseball now, and it's awesome.
A great achievement for the seniors, and it came during a game in which Nathan Gaswin, a sophomore, just took charge on the hill. He threw five nearly perfect innings, allowing just a hit, a walk, and striking out 11 in a dominant win. Nathan Gaswin says he could physically feel that something big was happening throughout the game.
There's really no words. It's just, I got goosebumps tonight. It was that first inning, I walked back in the dugout and I got goosebumps running down my arms. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a great game. I already know.
Coach Johnson says when Gaswin is hitting his locations, the opposing team is usually in trouble.
He's just doing a great job. He's tough. You know, when he hits his spots, you know, he's going to be good. You know, a couple weeks ago, we played Ridgeview or whoever it was, and they hit him a little bit, and he wasn't really hitting the spots there, but when he hits the spots, I'll put him up against anybody. So he's quite a kid.
The Westerners just simply couldn't be stopped either on the mound or at the plate. The Westerners put together a pair of five-run innings in the second and the third and tacked on three more in the fourth inning for good measure. Five different guys drove in two or more runs in the win, and Hayden Wahlberg says it's big that the guys don't ever become complacent with just one or two runs in an inning. They're always hungry for more.
Being able to compound off our runs, you know, a couple of hits there, and we just kept putting it to them. That's why we're getting five run innings and just putting it to teams like this here. And that's just something we've been doing great.
Nielsen says the depth of this team, 1-9 in the order, makes them a scary team to face.
There's no stop. You can't ever catch a break. We're the pitcher's worst nightmare, our lineup. And when a pitcher struggles and finally throws a strike, more than likely it's getting hit by one of our guys. And that's a huge thing in high school baseball right now, is you got to work the pitchers and attack them and make them work. And that's exactly what we do night in and night out.
And the Westerners will now go to the state tournament as the top seed overall, and the target will be massive on the back of Akron Westfield. They know that'll be the case. Coach Johnson says the guys are expecting to prove that the top seed is deserved, and they are going to have to take advantage of the next few days of practice to get that done.
You know, is our goal, I'm not going to mince words, our goal is to go down there and compete. And we got to get better. We got to be better at the end than we are now. And we got some work to do next few days.
and the Westerners will take a 27-3 record into next week's state tournament. Joining them in the Class 1A state baseball tournament in Carroll, well, that'd be the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks, who punched their ninth consecutive state tournament banner with an 8-0 win over Coon Rapids Bayard in Cherokee last night. And now the Hawks go into the state tournament as the defending state champs, but had to graduate many starters off last year's team. Remsen St. Mary's heard the doubters who said that the Hawks might not be able to do it again after last year's graduating class. Head coach Dean Harpinaw says he's happy for the guys that got the job done, using that doubt as fuel for the fire.
Hear that, those whispers every year, you know, oh, they lost six guys, they're not, there's no way they're going to get it done. And I make sure I let the kids know this, you know, to motivate them. And you know, we talked about it after the Woodbine game, that I thought they came to age, because it came up a little short football, a little short basketball. And I said, guys, this was the game. And they proved it tonight, coming out and beat a quality team, and real proud of my kids.
And they beat that quality team right away early. The Hawks got on the board with the first two base runners in the bottom of the first inning. Landon Waldschmidt started things off with a single, and Danen Laux brought him in with a triple. Coach Harpinaw says it was big to set the tone early after failing to do it against Woodbine on Saturday.
We didn't do it in the Woodbine game. We didn't set the tone, and they set the tone right away, those two. You know, Danen had a great night, big so did Landon, and obviously, then Colin took over on the mound, and you know, he did what Colin needs to do. And, you know, like I said, they were not going to be denied.
Speaking of Colin Homan, he allowed just two hits and an intentional walk while striking out six in a complete game shutout. Coach Harpinaw says Homan's pinpoint accuracy helped keep the Crusader batters off the scoreboard.
He actually commanded all of his pitches tonight. He throws a good sinker, then you know, his fastball, they said, he was timed. He was probably up to 88, 89. And, you know, sinker's not as fast, but the ball moves. And then you know, he'll throw a slider curve. And he was just on.
And we talked about the target on the back of Akron Westfield. The target on the back of Remsen St. Mary's is a little different. The Hawks are the defending state champions and, of course, have been there 9 years in a row. Coach Harpinaw says the guys are not going in with too much confidence and will just play the games as they come in Carroll.
I don't think we'll come overconfident. You know, a lot of people thought, even myself, would have thought that this team's built actually for next year. But we're there, and so now we're going to make some hay. And they've grown up real fast. Like I told you, the Woodbine game is a big step forward. So we're just going to approach it where, hey, let's see who we play, and let's break everything down. Let's give them everything we got, and then we'll worry about the second round.
The Hawks will take a 23-4 record into the state tournament. Their 9-year state qualifying streak ranks second all-time in state history behind only Newman Catholic, who qualified for state for 13 straight seasons. Unfortunately, with two teams going to state, that means one team is not, and that would be the Kingsley Pearson baseball team, competing in their sixth consecutive sub-state final last night, but they were the losers to Akron Westfield by a score of 13-0. But six consecutive sub-state finals is no easy task. Only 13% of Class 1A schools get to do it in a year, let alone doing it six consecutive years. Head coach Taylor Duskett says having lofty goals helps set apart the Panther programs from others in the state.
I think it's a statement of you know, our leadership from our upperclassmen, and number two, the culture and the state of the Kingsley Pearson baseball team. Our goals really don't change, you know, and one of those is to get to state every year. So without that lofty goal, I don't think we get here. But the guys that came into this program kind of knowing they were going to be starters this year, that was their goal.
The Panther baseball team will say so long to just three seniors off this year's team, but they've been a part of some strong Panther teams. They were eighth graders when the team went to state in 2020 and got a chance to truly soak it all in during the 2022 and 2023 state tournament runs. Coach Duskett says all three were great leaders and had incredible work ethics.
Oh, hardworking group, man. Kurtz and Sistrunk, they waited for 4 years to get this opportunity. So to play in a sub-state final is a great achievement. And I think once they you know, get a little bit away from this game today, and in the future they'll realize that their five-year career was a success, and they have nothing to hang their heads about for sure. And Jackson Nissen obviously, you know, contributed to a lot of that success in the past years too. So all great kids, and I'll help build this program to where it is today.
The Panthers end this season with a record of 18-12. Some of the stat leaders from last night for Akron Westfield: Eric Allard went 2-for-2, scored 2 runs. He doubled. Hayden Wahlberg went 2-for-2 with 3 runs and 2 runs batted in. Casey Nielsen drove in 2 with a double, and Jack Terpstra went 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Again, Nathan Gaswin strikes out 11, allows a hit and a walk in a 5-inning shutout. Wyatt Clayton had the only hit for Kingsley Pearson. For Remsen St. Mary's, Danon Laux went 2-for-3. With 3 runs, a double, a triple, and he drove in 2 runs. Hunter Pick, after his game-tying single against Woodbine on Saturday, he drove in 2 more runs with sacrifices in the win over Coon Rapids Bayard. Colin Holman went 3-for-4 with an RBI, allowing just 2 hits and a walk in a 7-inning shutout, striking out 6. And Landon Waldschmidt went 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored. Let's take a look at some other big contests around the region. In baseball, Class 2A Substate 1, it is the Unity Christian Knights upsetting Esterville Lincoln Central. The Knights will go to state for the third time in school history, a 3-2 win over the Midgets. And in Class 2A Substate 7, it was OABCIG falling to Sheraton 10-1. Softball region finals around the area. In Class 3A Region 1, 6th-ranked Esterville Lincoln Central got the win over 10th-ranked West Lyon 9-1 to get to the state tournament. And in Class 4A Region 1, it was 6th-ranked Fort Dodge ending 14th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton's season by a score of 11-3. As always, those scores and results can be found at KLEM1410.com, as can more interview clips with the various guests that we had on our sportscast. We've got plenty more of those at KLEM1410.com. On now to the sports schedule for today. Substate finals taking place in baseball. Class 3A Substate 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton takes on Bishop Heelan at Sioux City West. In 4A Substate 1, it's Sioux City North at Waukee. And in Class 4A Substate 2, Sioux City East is at Dallas Center Grimes. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And tune into tomorrow's sports update. We will be taking a look at the state softball and baseball brackets. Those get finalized today, and we'll have those for you tomorrow on KLEM Radio. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.